Greetings and salutations. I'll call this meeting to order of the regular board meeting of the Orange County Water District Board of Directors. Today is Wednesday, May 7th. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I will ask Director Meeks to lead us this evening in the pledge.
Please rise. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic
which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, if you will call the roll, please.
Roll call, Director Amezcua. Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green.
Here.
Director Jung. Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Nguyen.
Here.
Director Sheldon. Director Tran. Director Wigand.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
You do have a quorum of the board with seven directors present.
Thank you very much. And Director Tran has an excused absence this evening. He's giving a speech at UC Irvine to a group. That brings us to the Employee of the Quarter Award. And I will turn this over to Mr. Kennedy.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our Employee of the Quarter is Arturo Garcia. Works up at DeFore Bay in Anaheim. And his supervisor, Alex Cervantes, will present him.
Fantastic. Welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a real pleasure to stand before you today, recognize and celebrate one of our most outstanding team members, Arturo, as our Employee of the Quarter. This recognition it's not just about meeting goals and checking boxes. It's about constant excellency, dedication, and positive impact that Arturo brings to the workplace every single day. What sets Arturo apart is not just quality work, but attitude, with which it's done always professionally, always reliable, and always with a spirit that uplifts everyone around him. Arturo, thank you for your hard work. Please join me in congratulating Arturo, Employee of the Quarter.
Yes.
I want to say only thank you, all you guys, for the opportunity to work for you, for the district. Thank you very much. I worked for you guys only for 8 years right now. So I'm so happy to be a part of this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So shall we all get a picture together? We're going to take a picture with Arturo. Mr. General Manager, are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Okay, now's the time for visitor participation. Visitors may address the board on items that are within our jurisdiction that are not on the agenda. Anybody like to address the board this evening? And I see no hands online. So that will bring us to the consent calendar, which consists of items 1 through 4. These items will be passed with one motion and a vote.
Move it. I'll second.
Great. We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, if you'll call the roll.
Roll call. Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung? Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Wigand?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with 8 yes votes, with Directors Tran and Sheldon absent.
Okay, that brings us to item number 5, which is the construction projects update. And I believe Mr. Boulet will address us this evening.
Yes. Thank you, President Bilodeau.
Yeah, just while Ryan is teeing this up, we thought we would give the board a non-PFAS construction update. There are other projects we're working on.
Fantastic. Ryan, if you could draw near to the mic for our friends online.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, John. Like John said, we have a lot of updates on PFAS, and we tend to forget that staff also works on projects for OCWD itself. So this is just an update of several of our projects that are either in process or close to being in process with construction, finishing up design, things of that nature. So I'm going to use the buttons. That's much less sensitive. So here's a list of kind of a highlight of the projects, like I said, that are in design or in process, getting close to starting up. Represents about $16 million worth of work total. We've reviewed these over through the budget process, so you might be familiar with some of those, but I'm going to give you some extra information here tonight. The first is our Santiago floating pump station refurbishment. This is actually a two-phase project. The first phase was really a get it working again phase in order to draw down the water level in Santiago so that we could work on the Bond Basin project, which will be the next one I talk about. Phase two will actually replace the drives and the wiring that's damaged currently. Total budget's about $3.5 million. Phase one is completing this month, and so it's operational at this point. We just have some loose ends to tie up. And phase two, we're looking at starting a year from now, and hopefully that should take about a year and a half to finish up. So here's a photo of the pump station. This is a great vantage point that you don't get to see very often because it is about 1,500 feet from the shore in the middle of Santiago Basin, Bond Basin specifically. You can see down in the bottom left corner, those are actually two of our field staff working there, which really gives you an idea of how large those pumps are. They're quite large. It just as kind of a little bit of an aside, a lot of people think that those pumps are actually people sitting on the barge fishing because it's so far away, but they're actually very large pumps. On the right side, you can see the three pipes. The large pipe is the water pipe that comes from the pump station. And the two smaller ones are 12-inch conduits that house the electrical wires between the control building and the pumps themselves. So on the left-hand side, you can see the cabling as it currently stands. We had to use one of the cables from one side, three from the other, just because there are several that were damaged. But we're actually installing new racking to hold those cables in place, prevent damage in the future. And then on the right side, this is how the existing control building stands now. You can see the drives that were repurposed from the original submerged pump station to run the floating pump station. They're outdated. The equipment is no longer supported. So we're going to replace the drives and modernize those and make them much more efficient and easier to run for staff and maintain. So the second is the Bond Basin slope repair. This one's been in front of the board recently. This is at the southeast corner of Bond Basin. There's a storm drain outlet from the city of Orange that caused some localized erosion. It got to be pretty significant over time, so we've had to repair that. Last year, we actually installed a soil nail wall at the top just to stop the bleeding, so to speak, to prevent further significant erosion. And now we need to go in and finish the project. So we're budgeting about $3.8 million between those phases. And the start of construction is this summer. It's already bid. And estimated completion will be winter of this year if all goes well. And we don't get a lot of, well, I hate to say all goes well, meaning we don't get a lot of rain because rain is good. But I think you know what I mean. So here's a photo of the current condition of that corner of Bond Basin. You can see that gray L-shaped part at the top is the soil nail wall that was placed previously, recently. A lot of riprap was installed to, again, prevent further significant erosion. However, in the rainy season since that wall was installed, you can see a shadow in between those. There's a little bit of erosion that was happening. So we need to get in here quick before that really undermines all of the work we've done. This shows, it's kind of hard to read, but this shows what we're actually doing. That blue line represents a relocation of the storm drain pipe further to the west. And we'll actually build a concrete channel down the side slope to channelize the water and prevent erosion in the future with some riprap at the bottom to dissipate the water energy. And then that hatch line in the corner just represents the location where we're repairing the existing slope and the damage that's occurred so far. So coming back down to where we are right now, the OCWD laboratory washroom refurbishment is currently underway. They're about 50% complete, estimated to be finished this summer. This project is about $1.1 million overall budget. And this one just is best to show photos. This was some of the existing cabinetry, which is actually stainless steel, but because of the caustic chemicals we use to clean the laboratory equipment, it corroded stainless steel. So it's some pretty damaging stuff. So it got to a point where we just had to replace everything. So this is where we stand right now. You know, some of the walls have been removed to access the plumbing behind the walls. We noticed that there was some duct work that was corroded also from the fumes that had been extracted from the room. So those were all replaced. And then the bottom right shows some of the plumbing. You know, being a laboratory, there's multiple different processes, different types of piping, and it's much more complicated than just a standard home or standard building. The Anaheim Lake Valve Vault. This one was actually mostly designed before COVID and was put on hold with all of the PFAS projects. So we're bringing this one back and we'll start work this summer. Design is complete. We're looking to go out to bid very soon with this one. So start construction, hopefully late summer 2025 after it's bid and awarded. And completion, this one will probably take a couple years because of the valve replacements. They take a long time to purchase. So we'll be waiting on equipment and materials. Once they're there, we'll start the work, and the work will actually go pretty quickly. So here's a photo of the existing area right now. All of those kind of tan-colored stands, those are actually operators that open and close the valves that direct water from Anaheim Lake to other lakes in the area and take water from OC-28, the Met feeder at that corner. This next photo shows kind of a cartoon image of what that will look like. That gray box is a subterranean vault. So we're going to dig out around those pipes and around the valves, build a structure, and that will leave the valves exposed inside that vault so we can get to them for maintenance or replacement. And the operators, if there's any damage, we can actually repair the actuators and keep those functioning much easier than we can right now, being directly buried. So the Prado Former Clay Target Range Remediation Project. This one is a requirement out of DTSC, the Department of Toxic Substances Control. Basically, it's a lead cleanup project, and the lead is left over from shooting activities, a shotgun shot, and then also the paint that was on the clay targets. The total budget for this project is $2.7 million. We're currently working on the permitting and completing the design of the project, and construction is estimated to start next summer if all goes well with the permitting. And this shows on the left Prado Basin as a whole. You can see the little yellow thumbtack above is our Prado field office. If you've ever been there, it's right next door to our Hog Shooting Enterprises, if you've been there. That blue circle where the project's located, and it's actually zoomed in on the right-hand side, and that pink polygon is the limits of the area that we're going to be cleaning up. And the cleanup involves removing approximately 1 foot of soil from that entire area down the slopes, removing and sifting through it to remove the lead shot and the other large pieces of paint and clay pigeons, and encapsulating that in what's called a camu. It's basically a plastic wrapped containment unit that needs to be contained on site per DTSC requirements, and that will permanently remain on site, and that will effectively eliminate the issue of the lead in the soil. So the La Palma Basin Shallow Underground Recharge Demonstration Project. Now, as the name indicates, this is a demonstration project. So this is a small scale project, kind of a science experiment, if you will. I hate to say that, but it's a little bit of an experiment to see how we could use shallow pipes in our, you know, wonderful soil up in Anaheim to expand our recharge capabilities. So instead of using basins and ponds like we do now, we could potentially put pipes under parking lots or something of that nature and expand the area we use to put water back into the aquifer. So this is a relatively small project. Total budget's about $300,000. That's design and construction. And we hope to start construction this summer. Design is about 75 to 80% complete at this point. So, and here's basically the plan overview. See, about the only photo I have, but you can see the La Palma recharge basin. Down in the bottom left corner is the brewery that's our neighbor right to the south there. And we're taking a pipe along the south edge and installing what's, you know, in the industry, it's known as a French drain. So it's a pipe with holes in it, basically, and a bunch of rock around it. And that will allow the water to spread out and dissipate down into the sandy soils in the aquifer. So back to where we are now, the annex building roof replacement project. So we are replacing the roof in the annex building, which is the building that houses our R&D department. It's just north of our mechanics facilities and all of our maintenance shops on the GWRS plant. So this is actually a first in series of many projects to update the roofs that we have kind of site-wide. So this is a relatively new technology. It's a sprayed-on material, and it's a reinforced polymer. It's only about a quarter inch thick. The benefit of this is that we don't have to remove the existing roof. It's light enough weight that we can leave everything in place, and that cuts down on a huge amount of cost. So we'll be bidding this project out here very soon. Actually, it was bid. We'll be requesting award very soon. Total budget's of $170,000, and it should be done this summer. It only takes a few weeks to actually install, so it'll be a really quick project.
Is that going to be flat?
It will be, yes.
And
yeah.
Could you put solar up there if you wanted to?
That would depend on the structure of the roof more so than the roof material. The material would be compatible. It's just the structure underneath where that was constructed with the building. That needs to be designed or at least verified to make sure that it could handle the additional weight of the solar panels.
Oh,
if that makes sense.
Okay. I didn't know what the limiting factor was.
Yeah, it's usually the structure of the building itself.
Okay.
Yep. So the blue circle on the left shows the annex building. It's actually looks like three buildings together. The annex was one of the original buildings with Water Factory 21, and the two to the south were built with the first phase of GWRS. So those roofs are still in pretty good shape. They're only 15 years old at this point, or 17 years old at this point. And then on the right, it's a zoom in of the actual roof for the annex building itself. So some other projects, I don't really have any photos because they're more so in design or just getting close to being built. Gap stairs replacement. We have some concrete stairs that have just over time, the concrete's falling, they're getting structurally unsound. Those will be replaced with better stairs. And that will allow staff to access the upper level of the Gap plant. MF sound panel project. The basement of MF West has some locations that don't have the sound attenuation panels. So there's some local spots of high level noise that actually is bad for the employees working in the area. So this will help them help to meet OSHA requirements and make it safer. And then the RO valve relocation project, there's several pieces of RO piping, that RO CIP, which is a clean in place piping that is failing, that will be replaced with stainless steel pipe. There were some valves that were not placed in the best location for access. So we're kind of killing two birds with one stone in a way. We're relocating these valves and also replacing sections of these pipes that are needing to be replaced anyway. So that project will be, actually that one is, I believe, on the docket for this month, and we will be requesting award at the next meeting. And that is the end of the presentation. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Ryan? Yes.
The shallow, the French drain project?
Yes.
Anaheim was in making a presentation on their stormwater capture into basically a French drain or some sort of underground filtration thing. Have we had conversations with them about partnering in that? Because you're exploring the doing a science experiment to see how effective this is, as are we. So in our project, are we putting in fresh water into these pipes? Or are we putting in stormwater?
Yes. I'll go back to the photo just to show. Off to the left, it's kind of hard to see. It's a little washed out. But the end of the black line on the left side of the photo is actually a connection to the GWRS pipeline. So this will be our purified water that goes into La Palma Basin anyways. So being a purified water, that will actually extend the life of those bays underground, minimize cleaning because that water is pure.
Okay.
So it's a same technology, just a slightly different source of water. Exactly. So to answer your first question, we haven't really been working with them just because we're using the GWRS water and that's kind of the only source for it, you know, is our pipeline.
Right. But I mean, the storm water infiltrating into the ground rather than going out to the ocean is useful for us.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Welcome.
Any other questions for Ryan? Anybody online? Okay, I believe that was a informational item. Thank you, Ryan, for your presentation. That'll bring us to item 6, which is the Aqua Region 10 call for candidates for region boards. Mr. Ken, you want to enlighten us, or does Director Green maybe want to enlighten us what this letter is for, or what we need?
It's essentially choosing who you want to vote for the region chair, vice chair, the committee members, and also Aqua president and vice president. They're going to do them all at the same time this time.
Okay. And is there any action required on our part at this time? Okay. Great.
You don't have to determine who's going to vote.
But not tonight.
And will this take place at the Monterey conference, or is down the road?
Be done electronically.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like we'll look at this at a later time, John. Anything we need from us? Okay, great. Well, there's the information. If anybody was like to step up to the plate, that brings us to item number 7, which is the SAPA update. I did participate in the SAPA board meeting. The two big items were we got a presentation on an update on legal services. The lawyer at SAPA is retiring, and so they put out an RFP for new legal services, which is private. So we received those RFPs. The other one was we had a pretty lively closed session, but unfortunately I can't tell you about it. But it was really something. I better not go any further. Okay, so that'll bring us to item number 8, which is the committee conference and meeting report. The GWRS Steering Committee, which Vice Chair Green. You want to give us the report? Your name
it's
is
the packet.
Okay, it's in the packet. There you go.
It was only informational.
Great. And the retirement committee, Chair Wygan.
Yes, that's in the last page of the agenda, and everything we covered was on the consent calendar this evening.
Fantastic. Any reports on committees, conferences, meetings attended at district expense at which a quorum of the board is present? Anyone have a report on that? Hearing none. Verbal reports, president's report. I may have already mentioned this, but Director Jung was kind enough to host myself on a Met inspection tour to the Bay Delta recently, and it was very informative, and I learned a lot of things that I didn't know. So I wanted to thank him publicly again for that. And that's my president's report. General manager's report.
Two quick things, Mr. President. I wanted to mention City of San Clemente, the mayor and city manager are looking to have a visit behind Prado Dam. It has to do with the sand issue. Looking for sources.
We'd love to give them sand.
And it's good. You know, we're generating, getting interest going, and they're going to visit and just take a look at where the sand might come from. We're a long ways from, like, doing a deal. Very expensive to move sand, but they're just coming out to visit. Option out. So that'll be happening in a few weeks here. Second thing I wanted to mention is I will be out next week. I was invited to talk at the Global Water Summit in Paris. All expenses paid. but I will be out next week, and Mehul Patel will be acting general manager.
Fantastic. Yes. Are there any director's reports?
I just wanted to congratulate the staff on such a wonderful Children's Water Festival. I went out there, and there was a lot of enthusiasm. There were a lot of agencies participating and a lot of children that were really engaged in learning things that that we do and how to protect the environment and things. So great work out there.
Yeah, I'll echo those as well. I had my kids, my fourth grade twins were participants, and they came back very excited. There was a lot of hands-on stuff that they were really into. So yeah, kudos to staff for getting it's a lot. It's a big undertaking, the amount of students, kids. These kids are third, fourth, fifth graders. And I think it's a good thing that we do for this district, and it's a good promotion. And there's so much industry stuff that we can promote and give these kids information for their futures. And I think they don't know it now, but maybe this something will trigger at a later date. So I think it's a good positive thing that this district does.
And her staff deserve all that credit, and they are going to give a report tomorrow at the LegCom committee meeting.
Great.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a comment, please.
Yes, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. John, I heard you talk about the sand a minute ago, meeting with OCTA, is that correct?
City of San Clemente.
I can barely hear you. I apologize.
Oh, yeah. It's officials from the city of San Clemente.
Great. That's good to hear, because at the OCTA meeting, not this one, but the meeting before, we discussed SAN, and I did ask a question about when was the last time they had met with OCWD regarding the sand and Prado and some other things. So I'm glad that you're doing that. So thank you.
That's great. All I have. Thank you. Thank you. I believe that brings us to our general counsel report.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have two closed sessions this evening, one for a conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6, with the OCWD designated representative being Ms. Dozier and the employee organization being OCEA. And we have a closed session for a conference with legal counsel to discuss existing litigation per Government Code 54956.D in the case of OCWD versus 3M. Recommend recess to
them. Hey, we'll recess at this time.
Hey, thanks. We've returned from closed session for the two closed session items on the agenda, and there are no reportable items for either agenda item.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned.